Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
While trains are gaining steam, the car is still king in America. There are more than 250 million registered passenger vehicles in the United States. About a third are 13 years old or more, but they spew out 75% of the air pollution that comes from cars. So if you own one of these old stinkers and want to get rid of it, come on down. Al Blinder has a deal for you. It's called Cash for Clunkers. Blinder wants to put you in the driver's seat of a clean machine, with the federal government picking up the tab to take that old polluting jalopy off your hands. Alan Blinder isn't a used car dealer. He's a professor of economics and public affairs at Princeton University and former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Hi, Professor.
Hi.
Cash for clunkers. Nice ring. How does it work?
Well, actually, the states that have tried it haven't actually called it cash for clunkers. That's its nickname. But it works the following way. If you have a car that meets the parameters, and that's basically being old enough, you can bring it in somewhere. It's not always to the state government. This varies from state to state. And get cash for it. The recipient, which would be the state government, say, then basically scraps the car. The idea is to get these clunkers that spew a lot of pollutants off the road.
Well, let's go through some of the statistics. I have a car, let's say, 12, 13 years old. What's my car's contribution to air pollution?
The estimates are for the clunkers as a whole, they range between 10, 20, and up to as high as 30 times the amount of pollution per mile driven as a new car. Now, in reality, people that turn in clunkers, 18-year-old cars or something, may not be trading up to a new car. They're more likely to be trading up to an average car. But that still reduces the amount of pollution coming out of the fleet as a whole by a very substantial amount.
So how much money is the federal government kicking into this program?
Well, that's a very elastic concept. In some of the state pilot programs, the cost per car has been down around $500 to $1,000. I think that's much too low. And I suggested that we go up to as high as $5,000 for a car with an average maybe of $3,000 or $3,500. It's an adjustable parameter depending on how large the government would want the program to be.
And that would be a federal program because there are states, as you mentioned, there's Virginia, Illinois, Colorado, California, Texas, that do have these programs.
I would love it to be a national program, but the truth is that this is a case where a number of states have been, as they say, laboratories of democracy. And it may well be that if this program's going to get anywhere, it's going to be on a state-by-state rather than a national basis, though I would certainly prefer national.
So what are the benefits? Okay, so the state or the federal government buys my car, gives me a voucher, I guess, is what you're suggesting.
Right.
And now I take that voucher and I can go out and buy anything I want?
Anything you want. Yeah, I would have them actually pay you cash. Some states do give a voucher that can be applied to the purchase of a car. I just give cash, let people spend it as they wish. So what are the benefits? The first is the obvious one we've been talking about, reducing pollution, which is really what drives the idea. Secondly, I've promoted it as a stimulus program, because if you think about who gets the money, it's going to go predominantly to low-income people who are driving 15, 18, 20-year-old cars. What we're pretty sure is that these people will go around and spend the money on something. It might be a better car, or it might be something else, but they'll spend it, and that's the key thing for a stimulus program.
Well, if people got cash for their clunkers, what's to prevent them from running out and buying another clunker and then doing that over and over again?
Nothing at all. In fact, the more they do it, the better it is. If you think about the dynamic of this, suppose the Cash for Clunkers program was going to pull all the 18-year-old and over cars off the road. People that took advantage of it would then have to buy a somewhat newer car. So they would buy, a 12-year-old car. Well, it's better for the environment to have 12-year-old cars running around than 18-year-old cars, and so on as you climb the ladder. So turnover in that sense is not a bad thing. It's a good thing, actually.
Put a price tag on it. How much would it cost?
I've estimated a national program that took off the road 2 million cars a year, which I think is doable, though slightly ambitious, would cost about $8 billion.
You know, you're talking about the government picking up the tab for these clunkers, and we're already in the hole, many hundreds of billions of dollars. Can we afford this?
Well, yes and no. The point is that we're at a juncture in the economy where lots of people are talking about the need for further stimulus. Now, like it or not, stimulus means enlarging the deficit with more spending or with tax cuts. So for the long-run health of our financial system and the government budget, we need to be thinking about reducing the deficit. But you don't do that when the economy is weak. And in fact, just as we did this year, earlier this year with the so-called tax rebates and other things, you often go for a temporary stimulus.
Professor, what's your ride?
We have a 2002 Lexus, and my son has a clunker, a 1994 Toyota that I presume would be eligible for such a program should a program be adopted. I think it's time for him to scrap it, actually, but this is his decision.
So what would your son do with his $3,500 under your proposal?
I imagine he would apply that to a more expensive car. And not just that I imagine, sorry. This program has been piloted in a number of states, and they watch what people do. And the overwhelming majority do what I just described, move up to a somewhat newer car, take the money, add some more, and buy a newer car than what they sold.
Well, thank you very much, Professor. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Alan Blinder is a professor of economics and public affairs at Princeton University.